And why should a person do not share his dreams? Because dreams are the visions for a person to be a shaman. So if a person exposes knowledge, would lose the power. That's another thing we know about the story. And for the reason why this person was a henegum was not lessened to because of that. It was not because simply rejected or ignored. Because of the cultural differences that were experienced that time, this person didn't seem to understand that. And our people also didn't quite understand. They didn't want to believe him because these were the far-fledged dreams that he mentioned. So by doing that, by ignoring his stories, our people did not know who this person was and where did he come from. But this was way back in 3 generations or maybe or so ago. And there was another man who has the same name recently as 1900. But the first was Heinegum that we talk about would bring us back into about the 16th century, 1600 or thereabouts, or even longer. We don't know for sure. But there was gun. There was a musket, the one that you load him from the front, from the nozzle, or whatever you call it. The flintlocks, maybe. So that's the story about that. On the other side of the story, I am going to mention about the first people who lived, who were known in more to these stories about the names, changing names, and those who were outstanding names that we have within the southwest coast and west coast of James Bay. We will go to these things on the other side of the state. The recent names and also the family names that had been known within the Hudson, southwest coast of Hudson Bay, particularly in the Winnisk River system. Winnisk River system is the large area. Winnisk River system covers a lot. The river can go as far as 220 miles west, southwest. And they have a connection to the Severn River and also to the Ottawa, Piscataquis River. So these Winnisk River is a route that can take you to James Bay into the Hudson, west coast of Hudson Bay, right up to the old York factory and all the way into the Lake Winnipeg. Even can carry you right across Canada, perhaps even to British Columbia. So that's the story about the river system. So therefore, whoever come to arrive in the Hudson Bay area could be far distant land, could have been way from the BC coast, or could have been from the prairies, it could have been from Great Lakes area, or it could have been any other place. Seems that we have the Europeans sail into this land, many of them perhaps may have lost or integrated into married to the native people. And that is why maybe perhaps we have the fair-skinned people in the west coast of it someday. So we shall turn the tape around and continue on. Thank you for listening. Now we shall go back to the original names. I may have recorded these one time, but I have not recorded in a way to try to put a date on them. All right, we'll turn this around and listen to the other side.